Very happy to be with you again.
很高兴呢，又能够与大家一同在一起。
Let's have a word of prayer.
那我们来低头祷告。
Dear Lord, we do thank you that we can be found here together in your presence.
主，我们高兴我们能够再一次在你的面前来敬拜你。
Lord, it's all of your mercy to us.
这一切都是主你的恩典。
Lord, as way down as our hearts and minds can sometimes be,
在我们的心灵深处里面，
we are so grateful to have this time.
我们是如此的感谢我们能够有这一段的时间。
That we can gather together unto you.
我们能够在一起来敬拜你。
Lord, we recognize your presence in our midst.
主，我们知道你就在我们的中间。
We take hold of your promise that where two or three are gathered in your name, that you are there in the midst.
主，我们就抓着你的应许，只要有两三个人同心合意，你就在我们的中间。
And we thank you for the Holy Spirit that makes your presence real to us.
我们也感谢圣灵，因为它使你的在我们中间的显现是如此的真实。
Lord, our gathering is in your name.
主，我们奉你的名聚集。
Your authority is over us.
你的权柄高过我们。
And Lord, we bow at your feet.
主，我们在你的脚前敬拜。
We recognize that you have absolute rights in this place, in this time.
主，我们承认你在这里，在这个时刻，你有完全至高的主权。
As we open your word together, we confess that we do not understand.
当我们打开你的话语，我向你承认，主，我们真的是什么都不知道。
We need our master to open the word for us.
我们需要我们的老师为我们打开你的话语。
So Lord, we want to depend upon you and we want to look to you.
主，我们就一心的仰望你。
And we pray, Lord, that our hearts would be open, that we may behold you.
主，我们向你祷告，我们的心能够被打开，让我们能够被你所装满。
And we ask, Lord Jesus, that in this time you would minister a portion of your word to our hearts.
主，在这时候，我们向你祷告，主，你能够开启你一部分的话语来向我们，给我们看到。
Lord, how we need to see you.
主，我们是如此的需要看到你。
We know that when we see you, our hearts are so attracted to you.
主，我们知道，当我们看到你的时候，我们的心就被如此的吸引。
So we thank you for this opportunity of fellowship.
主，我们向你感谢，我们能够有这个机会来，哦，真的是来互相敬拜你。
And we depend upon you.
我们完全仰望你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主的名祷告。
Amen. I'd like to read some verses from the Gospel of John.
我们愿意来念一下约翰福音。
From John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
From verse 14.
约翰福音第一章十四节。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And verse 16, and of his fullness we have all received grace for grace.
十六节，从他丰盛的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
十七节，律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
And then John chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章。
John chapter 19 from verse 16, the middle of verse 16.
约翰福音十九章十六节的中间部分开始。
This is the Gospel of John's accounting of the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus.
这是使徒约翰将耶稣钉十字架的事情记录下来。
So they took Jesus and led him away, And he, bearing his cross, went out to a place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two others with him, one on either side, and Jesus in the center.
将耶稣交给他们去钉十字架，他们就把耶稣带了去。耶稣背着自己的十字架出来，到了一个地方，名叫骷髅地，希伯来话叫各个他。他们就在那里钉他在十字架上，还有两个人和他一同钉着，一边一个，耶稣在中间。
Now Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. And many of the Jews read this title, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and in Latin. Therefore the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but he said, I am the King of the Jews." Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written."
比拉多又用牌子写着一个名号，安在十字架上，写的是犹太人的王，拿撒勒人耶稣。有许多犹太人念这名号，因为耶稣被钉十字架的地方与城相近，并且是用希伯来、罗马、希腊三样文字写的。犹太人的祭司长就对比拉多说，不要写犹太人的王，要写他自己说我是犹太人的王。比拉多说，我所写的我已经写上了。
Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to each soldier a part, and also the tunic. Now the tunic was without seam, woven from the top in one piece. They said therefore among themselves, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which says, They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." Therefore, the soldiers did these things.
兵丁既然将耶稣钉在十字架上，就拿他的衣服分成四份，每兵一份，又拿他的礼衣，将这件礼衣原是没有缝儿，是上下一片织成的。他们就彼此说，我们不要撕开，只要研究看谁得着。这要应验经上的话说，他们分了我的礼衣，为我的分了我的外衣，为我的礼衣研究。兵丁果然做了这事。
Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home.
站在耶稣十字架旁边的有他母亲与他母亲的姐妹，并葛罗巴的妻子玛利亚和抹大拉的玛利亚。耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说，母亲，看你的儿子。又对那门徒说，看你的母亲。从此那门徒就接他到自己的家里去了。
After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, "I thirst." Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on hyssop, and put it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished," and bowing his head, he gave up his spirit.
这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说我渴了。有一个器皿盛满了醋放在那里，他们就拿海蓉沾满了醋绑在牛膝草上送到他口。耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了，便低下头将灵魂交付神了。
Therefore, because it was the preparation day, and the body should not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. And he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true. And he knows that he's telling the truth, so that you may believe. For these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled: not one of his bones shall be broken. And again, another scripture says, they shall look on him whom they have pierced.
犹太人因这日是预备日, 又因那安息日是大日, 就求比拉多叫人打断他们的腿, 把他们拿去, 免得尸首当安息日留在十字架上。 于是兵丁来, 把头一个人的腿, 并与耶稣同定第二个人的腿, 都打断了。 只是来到耶稣那里, 见他已经死了, 就不打断他的腿。 唯有一个兵拿着枪, 扎他的肋旁, 随即有血和水流出来。 看见这事的那人, 就做见证, 他的见证也是真的。 并且他知道自己所说的是真的，叫你们可以信，这些事成了，为要应验经上的话说，他的骨头一根也不可断。经上又有一句话说，他们要仰望自己所扎的人。Now,
dear brothers and sisters, these 22 verses in John chapter 19 represent all that John says about the death of our Lord Jesus on the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，约翰福音十九章这22节经文记录着约翰看到十字架所发生的一切事情。
And it's good for us to recognize that this gospel represents the mature reflection of the Apostle John upon this event.
这段经文让我们看到，约翰在很成熟的时候来表现出这一件事情。In
his later years, the Holy Spirit had burdened him to record this gospel.
在他晚年的时候，圣灵感动他，有这个负担，将这一段经文，将这一段事情再重新写出来。
And he remembered when he was a very young man that he stood at the foot of the cross of Jesus.
他记得，约翰记得他在年轻的时候站在十字架的旁边。
And it's very notable what he says here.
他在这边所讲的是十分可以被注意的。
Even more notable perhaps is what he does not say.
或许比他没有所说出来的更为重要。
He doesn't say very much at all about the physical sufferings of the Lord Jesus.
使徒约翰在这里并没有强调许多在耶稣在肉体上面的那种负担。
He doesn't speak of his physical appearance.
他没有描写耶稣肉体的呈现是怎么一个样子。
He doesn't emphasize the violence that was inflicted upon the Lord Jesus.
他没有强调在耶稣身上所添加的强暴的刑罚。
He doesn't talk about the deep feeling of those who were gathered there at the cross.
他也没有强调在十字架周围旁边的每一个人内心的深处的感受。
He doesn't speak of the sorrow that was in the hearts of those few of his believers who were there.
He does not. 他没有讲出在旁边周围一些信徒们心里面的难过哀痛。
Instead, the Holy Spirit directs him to organize this whole account around four passages in the Old Testament scripture.
但圣灵感动他，将四句经文呈现出来。
Seeming taken from various places of the Bible.
看起来好像是从圣经的每一个部分抓出来的。
Just little fragments.
只是一些片段。
And the emphasis there is that in the person of Jesus Christ, what The law and the prophets and the Psalms have said concerning him is fulfilled.
在耶稣基督的人位的身上，要将经文包括先知书诗篇里面所有有关他的经文全部成就出来。
Jesus of Nazareth is the Messiah.
耶稣拿撒勒人耶稣就是那弥赛亚。
His death was determined beforehand by God, was settled in the councils of God, was promised beforehand in the prophetic scriptures.
他既按着神的定旨先见被交与人，他就成就在把他钉在十字架上杀了。
And now in the person of Jesus of Nazareth, the word of God is fulfilled.
就在拿撒人耶稣这人上面，神的话成就了。
This is the reality of which the prophets spoke.
这也就是先知书上面所说的真实事情。
And the whole burden of John's gospel is that Jesus Christ is the word made flesh.
而在使徒约翰的约翰福音上面的负担，就是将这一切展现在。
The eternal Son of God has come down from heaven, and he drew near to where we were, and he lived among us.
永生神的儿子来到我们中间，也住在我们的中间。
And when we saw Jesus, we saw the glory of God.
我们看到耶稣，我们就看到神的荣耀。
We actually saw who God is.
我们事实上是真的看到神了。
And what God is like.
神喜欢什么。
And this glory was not such that we were blinded and felt that we had to hide away.
神的荣耀不是要让我们好像瞎了或是要赶快去躲起来。
But this glory attracted us to him.
但这神的荣耀是要把我们吸引到他的面前。
He was full of grace.
他是满了荣耀，满了恩典。
Full of truth.
满了真理。
There was something in him that made me want to know God.
在他里面有一些事情，就让我们希望让我们能够想要知道神。
Something about him made me want to be with him.
在他里面有一些事情，让我们想要与他同在。
When I was close to him, I was close to God.
当我们接近他的时候，我们就接近神。
And I found that in spite of what I am in myself.
然后我发现不管我是什么人，
I was drawn after him.
我都被他所吸引。
And I was enabled to follow him.
而且我可以来跟随他。
And it was so different from just reading the scriptures.
而只是这样子去读这经文，感觉上是非常的不同。
You could read the scriptures and gain much knowledge about God.
我们可以读这经文，而且可以得到对神许多的知识上的了解。
You could study the scriptures and recognize that many of these scriptures are reference to the coming Messiah.
我们可以读这些经文，也可以知道这些经文都是指着那将要来的弥赛亚。
And diligent students of the scripture would profit much from that kind of study and that kind of meditation.
近前学生可以从那一类的学习上面得到许多的益处。
But this is something very, very different.
但这里让我们看到是非常不同的。
This is the word made flesh.
这里是道成肉身。
This is truth. This is spiritual reality.
这些就是真理，这些是属灵的真理，真实。
Everything that the scriptures promised in Jesus, we have right here in person.
在经文上面所应许的每一件事情，在耶稣身上都成就了，我们也都有了。
And all that he is made available to those seeking ones.
而耶稣也让每一个寻找他的人都能够找到。
Now why would John emphasize these scriptures when he's talking about Jesus dying on the cross?
那为什么约翰要特别强调耶稣基督死在十字架上的事情。
If the emphasis is on the reality, why shouldn't he talk about Jesus and just maybe not mention much about the scripture now?
如果他要强调是在十字架上死的这件真实事情，为什么他要强调只是强调在十字架上，而引用一些其他的经文？
I believe that the burden is that when we see the cross, what we see about the cross.
我相信我们的负担是在当我们看十字架的时候，我们要看 有关于十字架的
is to be based upon God's word.
要基于神的话
not just upon human feelings,
而不是靠我们人类的感觉
or human reasonings,
或我们的理由我们的想法
but that the cross is settled in the eternal will of God.
但十字架是在神永生的计划里面
and everything leading up to his death and everythinginvolved with his death down to the last detail is planned beforehand by God.
而每一件事情引导我们到十字架上面每一个小细节都是神预定的。
And there's something a little bit more.
有一些事情甚至于更多。
The light from God's word is given to those who are standing near the cross.
神话语的亮光是给予每一个站在靠近十字架的人。
Now we read all of the gospel accounts, we know that most of the disciples at the time that Jesus was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane, they turned and they ran away.
当我们念福音书的时候，我们知道大部分的门徒们在十字架时发生的时候，他们都跑掉了。
But here at the cross, there are four women and one very young man.
但在约翰福音里面，我们看到在十字架下面有四个女人和一个年轻人。
And what is it that's keeping them there?
那为什么他在那里
？They were not afraid to run away.
他难道不害怕不想跑掉吗
They were not ashamed to be associated with him.
难道他们不觉得和在钉在十字架上的人有关系感到羞耻吗
What was keeping them there at such a time?
是什么事情使他们留在那里呢
It's nothing less than a personal devotion to the Lord Jesus.
完全是因为全人的献上给耶稣基督。
And this personal devotion to him follows him all the way to the cross.
而这全人的献上让我们能够完全跟上耶稣基督在十字架上。
Were they afraid? Yes.
他们害怕吗？是的。
But the fear did not drive them away.
但那恐惧并没有把他们赶走。
Were they embarrassed to be seen with him?
他们在那边觉得很丢脸吗?
They had no thought about that.
他们完全没有想到那一些事情。
They wanted to be with him in the place where he was.
他们只希望他能够和他同在。
And is this kind of a heart that receives light from the Word of God?
也就是这一种想要与神同在的心，让他们能够得到神的光照。
Those who are standing by the cross，
那一些站在十字架旁的人
，they're in the right position to benefit from this light。
他们站在一个对的地方，所以他们能够感受到那光的光照。
As they behold His glory。
而且他们注视的神的荣耀。
They discover a fullness of grace and truth there.
他们能够看见那充充满满的恩典与真理。
Now this is very, very practical, brothers and sisters.
这是非常实际的。
It's not just tend to stir our emotions.
不是只是要搅动我们的情绪。
You know that verse from the Psalm, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
我们都念过在诗篇上面神说我的话是我们脚前的灯路上的光。
A light to my feet means that I'm walking.
脚前的灯指的是我们要走的路。
I'm on the move. I'm going from where I am to some other place.
我们在一直在不断的在走动，要到一个地方。
And the understanding is that I'm walking in the place where God's word would direct me to walk.
而我们要了解，我们在走在一个神要引导我们去的地方。
A light unto my path. That means there is a destination. We're going somewhere.
路上光指的是告诉我们我们要去的地方的终点站在哪里。
So when the light comes from God's word, it's not simply for our information.
所以从神来那里的光照不是只是要让我们得到一些资讯
It's not just to satisfy our curiosity Or to be amazed at the fact that something that was written in the prophets hundreds of years before is actually fulfilled.
不是让我们只是对着百年前所写上的一切的事情的成就而感到惊讶。
There's something contained there that's absolutely essential for our going on with the Lord.
在其中所含蕴含的一切的事情是十分重要，让我们知道我们要去的方向。
Something that we as the Lord's people we need to possess.
一些我们属神的子民所需要具有的。
This light is for the walking.
这光是让我们走的。
And the walking is to bring us to God's goal.
而走是要达到神的目标。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, I think if we go back to this portion and just look at those Old Testament prophecies fulfilled, there's something there for us.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们再回头来看这一些经文，再回头去看，旧约圣经里面所讲到的一些事情，我们能够看到有一些事情被成就了。
Something that we need in order to go on.
有一些事情是我们所需要的，以使让我们能够继续向前走。
Now the law tells us what to do.
律法告诉我们应当怎么做。
But grace empowers.The doing of what is commanded.
但恩典和权柄是让我们是如何去做。
The law can show us what's wrong.
律法可以让我们看到什么是错的。
But grace comes in and brings righteousness in.
但恩典来到的时候，公义也来到。
And it's very positive.
而且是非常正面的。
Where there is grace, there's righteousness.
哪里有恩典，哪里就有公义。
There's the revelation of God's purpose and God's will.
这就是神的旨意的启示。
And then there's a heart that rises up to respond and to go after God, go after God's will.
而这也是让我们心能够被举起来跟随主。
I know that some of you studied the Gospel of John in recent months.
我知道在弟兄姐妹中间有人最近才讲来念到约翰福音。
And you notice one thing about the Gospel of John is that believing is always emphasized again and again.
我们可以看到约翰福音里面一直强调要相信，相信，相信。
John never uses the word faith.
约翰从来没有用到信心这个字眼。
It's always the active sense, believe.
一直是一个现在进行式，相信。
And believing, continuing to believe.
相信，一直在相信，一个进行的。
And the burden behind this presentation of the Lord Jesus Christ is that those who do not believe may believe in Him.
而这个对约翰的负担就是要使还不相信耶稣基督的人能够开始相信。
And those who do believe in him may continue to believe in him.
而那些已经相信的人能够继续相信。
It's very active, it's very living.
是非常生活的，非常鲜活的。
It's not just simply to tell us what to do and just to leave us there.
不是只是告诉我们我们应该要怎么做，然后就把我们丢在那边。
Or even to point out what's wrong and just leave us there.
或是告诉我们哪里我们做错了，然后就不管我们。
Jesus Christ has come in person.
耶稣基督道成肉身来到我们中间。
He's the fulfillment of all that is pleasing to God.
他是神一切喜悦的满足。
He brings righteousness in.
他将公义带来。
And makes it possible for sinners to be counted righteous.
而使得我们这些罪人能够被称为义。
Those who believe.
那些悔改，那些相信的人。
Now it's very interesting that this account begins with Pilate's title.
而这一切开始于比拉多的名称号。
He wrote this sign and he tacked it on top of the cross.
比拉多写下这个称号，而且把它钉在十字架上。
Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.
犹太人的王，拿撒勒人耶稣。
And it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin, the three primary languages of that day.
而且是用希伯来、罗马、希腊三个主要当时主要的文字写上。
So the message was to everybody.
所以这是向所有人显现的一个信息。
This is Jesus of Nazareth. This is the King of the Jews.
这是拿撒人耶稣，这是犹太人的王。
Now you know that probably this was intended as a warning.
我们知道这有可能只是一个警告。
This is the fate of aspiring kings in the Roman Empire.
这就是那想要做王的人的结局。
Warning.
一种警告。
Any challenge to the authority of Rome.
对罗马帝国所有政权想要提出挑战的人的警告。
So if you have any such designs, be warned.
如果你有这种想法的话，你就在自己小心一点。
But what's so wonderful about this is it's just a simple statement of the truth.
但这简单的信息有一个很奇妙的信息。
And it seemed the Jews they were aware of that.
似乎每一个犹太人都知道。
It almost seemed like Pilate was agreeing with what the disciples of Jesus would say.
好像比拉多同意耶稣所说的。
They wanted him to say, well, you need to say that he claimed to be the king of the Jews. He's not actually the king of the Jews.
祭司长他们希望比拉多改成不要写犹太人王，要写他自己说他是犹太人的王。
They wanted him to change what he had written.
他们希望他来改掉。
But Pilate's response is, what I have written, I've written.
但比拉多说，我所写的我已经写上。
There is no possibility that the writing will be changed.
不可能再改变了。
There's no possibility that the ruling will be taken back.
这个王权已经不可能再拿回来。
This is settled permanently.
这已经完全。
It's not to be changed.
不能再改变了。
And in every real sense, the scriptures declare the same.
而在经文上面也宣告了一样的事情。
What God has written, God has written.
人说了什么就是什么。
You might not agree with it.
你可能不同意。
You might not like it.
你可能不喜欢。
You might not fully understand it.
你可能不了解。
But what he has written, he has written.
但是他写了就是写了。
There's no possibility that the writing will be changed.
这神所写的不可能再改。
God's purpose is settled in the heavens.
神的目旨意已经定了。
And when God speaks, he's very definite. He knows what he's saying.
当神说的时候，神是肯定的。
And there is a sense in which this word is eternal.
而且有一种感觉，就是这个话是永久的。
It is settled in the counsels of God beforehand.
是在神面前定，按着神的定旨定
见。A proclamation that Jesus Christ is God's King.
有一个信息就是耶稣基督就是神的王。
This is the word of God.
这是神的话。
We can stand on it, or we can stumble on it.
我们可以站在上面，我们可以践踏它。
Those gathered at the foot of the cross were standing on it.
那些站在十字架下面的人正站在他的下面。
The stone the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
匠人所弃的石头已经成为神的房角石。
And this very insignificant, despised remnant of people were among the first who were built upon.That rock.
这一切是我们看到这句话不太会翻 Sorry.
Now, what about these four passages? Let's look at them briefly.
那四节经文，让我们来看一下那四节经文。
If you were going to pick four Old Testament references about the death of the Lord Jesus on the cross, would you pick these?
如果我们要选四节经文。来显示耶稣基督的在十字架上面，我们会选这四节经文吗
？In a way, you really need to meditate upon the significance of the scripture.
换一句话说，我们真的是要在经文里面默想。
Verse 24 of chapter 19.
19:24.
It's a reference not to Jesus on the cross.It's a reference to the soldiers who crucified him.
讲的不是耶稣基督在十字架上，而是讲那些将耶稣基督钉在十字架上的兵丁们。
There were four soldiers.
那边有四个兵丁。
And this was very common practice in those days.
而这是在当时是很普遍的。
That the prisoner, whatever garments and possessions the prisoner had, would be divided up among the soldiers.
囚犯不管他有什么，他的外袍、他的衣服、他所有一切被兵丁来分，在当时是非常普遍的。
This was their payment for services rendered.
这是他们的所做工所得的报偿。
And John describes their activities there.
而约翰将这一些活动把它写出来。
After they crucified him, they took his garments and they divided it amongst themselves.
将耶稣钉在十字架上后，兵丁开始分他的衣服。
But when they came to the tunic, the undergarment, they saw something of real exquisite value there.
当他们看到内衣的时候，他们发现有一些非常有价值的事情。
It was all of one piece. It was woven from the top to the bottom. A beautiful piece of clothing.
是上下一片织成，是一个非常漂亮的一件。
And instead of risking the damage of it, they said, no, don't tear it. Let's just cast lots and see who the lucky man will be.
所以为了不要去破坏这件衣服，他们决定不要把它撕开来，而要来研究。
And John, as a young man, is there and he's watching this. And he's reminded much later to write down, this is a fulfillment of the psalm.
而年轻的约翰当时在那里看到这件事情，在他老年以后被提醒，这一件事情是来成就诗篇上所记载的。
In Psalm 22 is verse 18.
诗篇24篇18节
They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots.
22:18 他们分我的外衣，为我的里衣研究。
Now if you see this in the context, you look up to verse 16.
当我们看这个内容的时候，让我们看一下16节。
Dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They have pierced my hands and feet.
诗篇22篇16节，犬类围着我，恶党环绕我，他们扎了我的手，我的脚。
Now that seems like a direct reference to the crucifixion.
这看起来好像就直接针对的钉十字架来写的。
A company of evildoers surrounding the cross, piercing the hands and feet of the Lord Jesus, a direct description.
一些邪恶的兵丁来钉耶稣基督的手与脚。
But John the Apostle is led by the Spirit of God not to cite that portion, but to focus upon the activity of the soldiers.
但使徒约翰被圣灵引导，不去写那个直接与十字架有关的。
What's the lesson in that? Is there something that speaks to you and me? What was the mindset of those soldiers? They were completely occupied with their own business. With how this whole thing was going to turn out for them. What's in it for me? What am I going to get out of this?
我要得到什么?
And there was Jesus above them on the cross, and Luke tells us in his gospel, praying for them, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing.
为他们祷告说父啊赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道。
There they are at the foot of the cross of Jesus, and they have no idea of the significance of what's going on.
这些兵丁在十字架的脚下面，却不知道在下面正发生一件什么事情。
They're completely untouched by the spiritual reality that's unfolding there. Instead, they're preoccupied with their own gain. What shall I get out of it? What is in it for me?
我应该得到什么？我能够得到什么？
Now, brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but this is the story of much of my life.
亲爱弟兄姐妹，我不知道你们怎么想，但是这就是我一生里面发生的许许多多的事情。
Much of my life could be described in this way. Completely occupied with my own affairs. And missing the significance of what God is trying to do with me. So close and yet so far away. Isn't that the picture there?
这不就是这一个光景吗？
So close and yet so far away.
如此接近却又如此的遥远。
But what really registered on the heart of John, I think, is something like this.
在约翰的心里面到底有什么？我想就是这个。
In spite of the condition of these men,
不管这些人的光景如何，
whatever their attitude of heart was,
不管他们心里的态度是如何，
When they walked away from that cross,
当他们离开那十字架的时候，
they were clothed with what belonged to Jesus Christ.
他们跟耶稣基督是十分的接近。
I wonder if you've ever thought about that. These men, in subsequent days, they went about their business wearing Jesus' clothes.
我不知道有没有想过，当他们在一些场的时候是穿着耶稣基督的衣服。
Surely there's some significance there.
这里面应该有一些事情。
That the very ones who dishonor him.
这就是这一个来钉耶稣基督十字架。
He was stripped naked. He was dishonored.
耶稣被被脱光，被羞辱。
So that the dishonorable.Might be clothed.
所以那被那应该受羞辱的被穿上。
The unworthy sinner is clothed in the righteousness of the Lamb of God.
那不义的罪人穿上了耶稣基督的衣袍。
There's something there about our approach to God.
在那里有一些事情让我们能够接近耶稣。
About acceptance with God.
一些神的耶稣神能够接受的。
From the very beginning of the Bible, clothing refers to shame because of sin.
从圣经的一开始就说穿上表示的是羞辱，因为罪。
Why do I need clothing? Because I'm ashamed.
为什么我需要穿上？因为我觉得羞辱。
And I have to cover myself.
而且我必须要把我自己盖起来。
The issue from the beginning of the Bible is this need for covering.
圣经上一开始的意思就是我们必须要被盖上。
And who will supply that covering?
而谁要来提供这盖上的东西？
Will I make a garment of fig leaves to cover myself?
是不是我自己用橄榄树枝、树叶来做遮盖呢？
Or will I receive from God the proper covering?
或是我从神那边得到合宜的遮盖？
Will I receive freely from God the covering that He provides?
是不是我可以从神那边白白得到这遮盖？
Now, dear brothers and sisters, this is where we all must begin.
弟兄姐妹们，这是我们都应该要开始的地方。
It's no different for any one of us.
在我们中间没有不同的。
It was our shame that put him on the cross.
是我们的羞辱把他钉上了十字架。
And it was his death on the cross that covers our shame.
而是耶稣基督在十字架上的死遮盖了我们的罪恶，我们的羞辱。
And this is not a gamble at all.
这不是一个赌博。
It's a free gift of God's grace.
是白白的恩典。
There's no way that you can earn it.
你没有办法去赢得的。
There's no way that you can engineer it. You can make it happen to turn out well for you.
我们没有任何的办法或方式能够制造出来。
It's God's plan to provide a covering for His enemies.
是神永恒的计划来遮盖他的敌人。
Now, what about the second portion?
那我们来看第二个部分。
I thirst.
我渴了。
The Lord Jesus cried out on the cross.
耶稣基督在十字架上大声说，我渴了。
But you know, John says something very interesting about this.
约翰在这里提到一件很有趣的事情。
He doesn't say that when Jesus felt very thirsty and his throat was dry and parched, and so he cried out, give me something to drink.
所以约翰在这里并没有描写耶稣是非常干渴，嘴巴很渴，所以说大声说：“我渴了。”
What was in Jesus' mind is that now all things are accomplished.
在耶稣基督的心里是一切的事都成了。
My Father's will is complete.
我父的旨意成全了。
And recognizing that fact, he said, I thirst.
明白这件事情，主耶稣说我渴了。
So that the scripture would be fulfilled.
所以经上经文能够被成就。
Now that's very different than just wanting to do something about my thirstiness.
这跟我们想要口渴、想要喝水是极大的不同。
It's a deliberate decision that all things must be fulfilled.
这是有意志的，而且是故意的，要让一切的经文要完成。
Down to the very last detail.
到了最后一个细节的部分。
This is really the heartbeat of the Lord Jesus while he was living on this earth.
这就是耶稣在地上生活的一切。
My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work.
我的食物就是那差我来所做的工，做那差我来所做的工。
His sustaining, what sustained his life, was doing the Father's will.
他能够坚持就是要做父的工。
And even this last two words that he spoke before he cried out, it is finished. It was for the purpose of fulfilling the scriptures.
其实在最后的几个字，他也要说出要完成经上的经文。
Now the reference is to Psalm 69 and verse 21.
诗篇六十四篇二十九节。
They gave me poison for my food and for my thirst.They gave me vinegar to drink.
诗篇六十九篇二十一节，他们拿苦胆给我当食物，我渴了，他们拿醋给我喝。
David wrote that of his enemies.
大卫写那对他的敌人这样写。
But by the Spirit of God, this is a prophecy of the Lord Jesus.
但借着神的灵，这就是对耶稣基督的预言。
And this prophecy came to fulfillment.
而这预言得到成就。
Now, what is the point of just mentioning that here?
那你提到这个的目的是什么？
Again, what does that say to you and to me?
这对你对我说了什么？
In each of these scripture references, there is something to do with an evil that came upon the Lord Jesus at the cross.
这每一个所引用的经文都提到耶稣基督的无罪。
And out of that, there is some good or some blessing that comes to man.
从中间有一些利益，有一些祝福要给我们。
Poison for food, vinegar to drink.
拿苦胆当食物，拿醋当水。
That whosoever thirst,
谁渴了
may come to him.
能够到他那里来
and drink.
来喝
Whosoever will may come and take of the water of life freely.
谁愿意可以到他那里来拿白白的得到这水
To the woman at the well, he said, If you only knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would give you living water.
在撒玛利亚妇人在井旁，神对他说，如果你知道谁可以给你这水，你就会问要向他要，而且是白白的给予。
He was made thirsty so that we may never thirst again.
耶稣基督是被做成渴的，所以我们能够不再渴。
And there's something about this. What am I going to give the Son of God for his thirst?
What am I going to?
What can I give him?
我们能够给耶稣什么呢？当他刚刚渴的时候
，If he has some need，
如果他有什么需要
，How am I going to minister to that need？
我能够提供他什么呢
？What can I give him？
我能够给他什么呢
？Well, my giving to him is nothing but vinegar。
我能够给他的除了醋以外，什么都不是。
In myself, I have nothing to give him。
在我自己里面，我什么都没有。
What I have to offer just makes it worse.
我能够贡献上去的，只是把事情弄得更糟。
Poison for food. Is that what a fallen sinner brings to God?
用毒来当食物，这就是我们这些罪人能够供应的。
There's really nothing of an offering that I can make. The only offering that matters is the one that he's making. It's his offering of himself that fulfills all the will of God. And you'll remember again in John chapter 4,
记得约翰福音第四章,
Jesus asked the woman at the well for a drink of water. But he goes on to talk not just about drinking water, but about springs of living water welling up from the heart unto God. That's what true worship is. That's what true service is. We come to him and drink. And out of what we drink, there's something for God. Something that he's looking for. Something that is valuable to him. Dear brothers and sisters, the cross makes all of this possible for you and me.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹, 十字架, 使这一切事情,
now, very quickly, I want to touch these last two. I know it's time to stop. There are two brief portions that John mentions.
有两节很短节的经文约翰提到的。
And it seemed like he's skipping over a lot of the detail.
看起来好像约翰省略很多细节的部分。
Well, it seemed that first he mentions the soldiers gambling for his clothes, and then that he asked for thirst and they gave him, asked for something to drink and they gave him vinegar.
他先提到兵丁分他的礼衣外衣，然后讲到耶稣口渴了，他们给他醋喝。
And then he says that not a bone of him shall be broken.
这里讲到一根骨头也不可折断。
And they shall look on him whom they have pierced.
他们要仰望自己所扎的人。
Now the reference to the keeping of his bones, that's from the law of Moses.
这些经文是从摩西的律法来的。
And in particular, it's a reference about how the Passover meal is to be eaten.
而这些都是跟逾越节的羔羊如何吃有关。
It's not talking about the slaughter of the Passover lamb.
不是谈到对羔羊的爱。
It's not talking about the application of the blood. It refers to the instructions about eating the Passover lamb. And the reference there is from Exodus 12:46.
出埃及记12章46节。
Exodus 12:46. In one house it shall be eaten.
出埃及记12章16节。
And you shall not carry any of the flesh outside of the house,
你不可以将这剩下的羔羊带出房屋外,
nor shall you break one of its bones.
你也不可折断一块骨头。
All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. That is
所有的会堂要保持。
Exodus 12:46 and 47. Now it's very interesting, in the Gospel of John, chapter 19, the priests were very concerned about the regulations concerning the Passover.
在很稀奇的是在约翰十九章，这祭司长很关注是一切的细节律法。
In fact, that's why they asked that the prisoners' bones should be broken, so that they would hurry up and decease.
这是为什么他要打断他们的腿，所以那个安息日的日子可以守。
They had to attend to their religious duties.
他们可以去做他们尽他们的责任。
And if Jesus lingered for a long while on the cross, they were prevented from doing that.
如果耶稣在十字架上挂了太久的话，他们就没办法去做。
It would defile the holy day.
它会对圣日是一个污秽。
And so the soldiers, when they came to break the legs of those who were being crucified,
当兵丁来打断这些十字架上的人的腿的时候，
they broke the legs of the one on the left and the one on the right. But when they got to Jesus, he was already dead, so they didn't touch his legs.
他打断了右边的人的腿，左边的人的腿，但是他来到耶稣的面前时，耶稣已经死了，所以他没有去动他。
And now, as an elder brother, John reflects on this moment, and the Holy Spirit instructs him to write, "Not a bone shall be broken."
当年老的约翰写到这里的时候，圣灵引导他要写上一连一块骨头都不可折断。
Now, dear brother and sister, we might not think about it in this way.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，或许你们没有这样想过。
But the instruction for the eating was very simple.
怎么吃的教训是其实非常简单的。
This lamb is to be eaten inside the house.
这羔羊要在房屋内被吃。
You don't break it. That means there's no takeout.
你不把它分开来，代表的是你不把它带出去外面。
You don't take a little portion and go out somewhere else and eat it.
你不带一小部分拿到外面去，到某一个地方去吃。
You say, "Well, I don't need a whole lot. I just satisfied with a little bit."
你会想说，我不需要吃太多，我只要我吃一点点，我就很满足了。
So I'll take some somewhere else and I'll eat it another time.
所以我可以带一部分到外面去，在别的时候我可以吃。
No, the instruction is very clear. The whole lamb is to be eaten.
不，你不可以这样做，因为这个指导是非常明确的，你要吃整个肉。
And everyone in the house is to partake.
而且每一个在屋子里面的人都要参与。
And no one is to be left out.
没有一个人可以不参加。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, every time we break bread at the table of the Lord, this is our testimony.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，每次当我们擘饼聚会的时候，这就是我们的见证。
We, though many, we are one body in Christ.
我们都是跟主耶稣同一个肢体。
And there's one loaf, and that loaf is broken, and there's a little portion for everyone.
一个面包。一块无效饼剥开来，每一个人都有一小部分。
But that little portion for each individual represents the whole Christ.
但那一小部分表示了整个的耶稣。
Not just a little partial serving.
不是只是一小部分来。
It speaks of the fullness of Christ.
它显示了耶稣基督的全丰全富。
And the fullness of Christ for each and every born again child of God.
耶稣基督的全部的丰满，也给每一个。
Out of His fullness, we have all received grace for grace.
从他的丰满里面，我们得到主的恩典。
We sometimes think we don't need the house of God.
有时候我们想，我们不需要神的家。
We have a relationship with God, and we can have fellowship with God on our own.
我们跟神有关系，我们可以自己来敬拜神。
Now this is very true.
这是真实的。
It's not to minimize the truth of a personal relationship with Christ.
我们不是在要贬低我们个人与神之间的关系。
But the fullness of Christ is for the whole family of God.
但主的耶稣基督的丰盛是给全家所有的人。
It's only in the fellowship of the whole family of God that the fullness of Christ can be known.
而只有在神家里面所有人的敬拜里面，神的一切丰满才能够表现。
So, brothers and sisters, I need you.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们需要你们。
And you need me.
而你也需要我们。
It's my loss if I'm not in fellowship with you.
如果我不和你们一起敬拜神，是我的损失。
Because you have something of Christ that I need.
因为你在你里面有我需要的神的一部分。
And I have something of Christ that you need.
而我也有基督的一部分是你们所需要的。
And that's true whether you've walked with the Lord for many years.
不管你和神在一起有多久了。
Or whether you have only just received Him as your Savior.
或是你才刚刚得到主耶稣基督的生命。
The whole Christ for the whole family of God.
神的一切给神所有的家人。
Now this is very precious.
这是非常珍贵的。
There's another reference in the same sense in Numbers. We don't have time to look at.
在同样的经文里面，在民数记也有记载啊。
But the emphasis there is not a bone shall be broken.
在里面强调的是一点一根一根骨头也不可折断。
And you don't leave any of this lamb till the morning.
你也不留到早晨。
Again, the whole lamb.
全羊。
For the whole house of God.
给全家。
Now, finally.
最后。
This is very precious.
这是非常珍贵。
There's a reference to the prophet.
有一个从先知书来的。
Zechariah chapter 12.
撒加利亚书。
So far, we have two references from the Psalms.
我们有两节经文是从诗篇来。
There are two references from the Law of Moses.
有两节经文是从摩西律法书。
And this reference is from the writings of the prophets.
而这一节经文是从先知书来。
And the Lord Jesus told the disciples on many occasions.
耶稣基督在许多场合里面跟门徒说。
That all things that are written of him from the Law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled.
在摩西律法书、先知书以及诗篇上面所有关于他所记载、有记载有关于他的，全部都要被实现。
And it's especially true in this revelation of the meaning of the death of the Lord Jesus at Calvary.
尤其是耶稣基督死在十字架上的事情，更是要被应验。
It was His shame that made it possible for a rebel sinner to be clothed.
是他的受羞辱，使我们这些罪人能够被穿上。
It was his taking of that bitter cup that makes it possible for me to receive of the fountain of life.
是他尝了那苦杯，使我们能够有尝到那个生命的活泉。
He is the Lamb of God.
他是神的羔羊。
And I need the fullness of the whole Lamb.Enjoy with my brothers and sisters.
我需要享受那全羊，而且要与我们所有的弟兄姐妹一同享受。
And outside of the house of God and the fellowship of the house of God, I can't really know the Lamb fully.
在神家外面，我不能完全了解神的一切的丰盛。
But this last one is a reference of some future time.
但这最后一节是讲到以后的事情。
And John saw this fulfilled when that soldier took the spear and pierced the side of the Lord Jesus.
而约翰在从兵丁拿着枪扎他的肋旁的时候看见。
And out of his side came blood and water.
从耶稣的肋旁流出水和血来。
And John underlines this as very, very important.
约翰把这写下，好像是非常重要的。
He who has seen testifies.
那看到的人也做见证。
And his testimony is true, and he knows he's telling the truth.
他的见证是真的，他也知道这是真的。
So that you may believe.
所以叫你们也可以。
There is something of significance and vital importance to every believer about this fulfillment.
这件事情对所有的信徒来讲是非常重要的一件事。
They shall look on him whom they have pierced.
他们要仰望自己所扎的人。
And John, I'm sorry, Zechariah in chapter 12.
撒加利亚书十二章。
I'll just read this little portion.
我就念这一小部分。
Zechariah chapter 12.
撒加利亚书十二章。
And verse 10,
第十节,
I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look upon me whom they have pierced, and they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only son, and they'll grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn.
撒加利亚书十二章十节我必将那施恩叫人恳求的灵浇灌大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民，他们必仰望我，就是他们所扎的，必为我悲哀，如上独生子，又为我愁苦，如上长子。
And this little phrase, they shall look on him whom they pierced, or they shall look on me whom they have pierced. This, for the Apostle John, summed up some of the significance of the cross.
而这一小段经文，他们要仰望自己扎所扎的人，或是说
The significance is that it is Jehovah who is pierced.
这显明的就是耶和华被扎。
It is the very Son of God who is pierced on the cross. And it was my sin that pierced him. It was the Son of God who was pierced. And it was your personal sin that pierced him. It is impossible for me to know about this apart from the Spirit of grace.
这是让我是不可能知道的在属灵上面。
And it's impossible for me to care about it apart from the Spirit of grace and supplication. It is impossible for me to care that my sin pierced him apart from the Spirit of grace.
这是不可能让我知道是我的罪来扎他得到了恩典。
I wouldn't know it unless he revealed it to me.
除非他向我显现，否则我无法知道。
I wouldn't care about it unless he changed my heart.
我没有办法去来理解，除非他改变我的心意。
And this, dear brothers and sisters, is how each and every one of us must come to God.
这就是为什么，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们每一个人都要来到神的面前。
It was God Himself in the person of His Son that was pierced on that cross.
这是神他自己在他神儿子的人身上面，在十字架上面被扎。
It was my personal sin that pierced him.
是我个人的罪来扎他。
Apart from the grace of God, I could never realize it.
这是这一部分我们永远无法了解的。
And apart from the Spirit of grace working in my heart, I could never even care about it.
是因为属灵的恩典是我永远无法理会的。
But dear brothers and sisters, this is such a picture of the grace of repentance.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这是一个多么的悔改的一个图画。
By the Spirit,
在属灵上面,
we can return to Him.
我们可以回转到他的身边。
We recognize who He is.
我们认得他是谁。
The value of the precious blood that was shed there.
那留下宝血的价值。
We take responsibility, personal responsibility, for our own sin, for our own disobedience, and for the death of the Son of God.
我们对我们自己的罪，我们自己的悖逆，向我们的神来负责。
We recognize there is through no work or merit of our own that we can approach to Him.
我们知道不借着他，我们无法接近他。
Except the Spirit of grace and supplication do a work in my life, I am forever lost in the rebellion of my own heart.
除了那属灵的恩典，我们将永远丧失在那地狱里面。
But the very precious verse at the beginning of chapter 13 in Zechariah, there's a fountain that's open there.
但撒加利亚书13章一开始讲了一个非常宝贵的话。
If you'll respond to the grace of God in your life, He'll bring you back to the foot of the cross. He'll make your heart tender. He'll open you up to the ministry of His grace. And you'll find that there's something in you that really cares about God.
在你的心里面，你会发现你真的是想要神。
Something that really responds to the love of God.
在你里面有一部分会对神的爱有反应。
And there's a discovery to be made again and again.
而这发现会被一再又一再的被提起。
Like the hymn, there is a fountain filled with blood.
就像在它下面有一血泉。
Drawn from Emmanuel's veins.
有一血泉，血流盈满，涌至耶稣肋旁。
And sinners plunged beneath the flood.
罪人只要投身此泉。
Lose all of their guilty stains.
离去全人罪行.
Sinners plunged beneath the flood.
罪人只要投身此泉.
Lose all their guilty stains.
离去全身罪行.
This is the grace.
这就是恩典.
The truth.
这是真理.
Of the cross.
十字架上的恩典与真理.
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much that we have this privilege to just consider how precious is your death.
主，我们感谢你， 我们有如此大的特权， 能够来, 思考主你的死。
Such shame and dishonor that I put upon you.
这羞辱和不荣耀, 不名誉我们加诸在你身上的。
And you've given me nothing.
而你却不给我任何,
but blessing,
你只给我这祝福,
nothing but mercy.
除了恩典, 除了仁慈以外, 别无所有,
grace upon grace.
恩上加恩,
Lord, as we break bread to remember you this morning, we do pray that our hearts would be soft and responsive to you.
主，当我们在擘饼纪念你的时候， 我们真是求你使我们的心能够柔软下来。
Together, as one family, we have received much grace.
在一起就像一个家人一家人一样， 我们能够得到更大的恩典。
We bow and worship thee.
我们在你面前跪拜敬拜你。
Jesus' precious name.
祷告奉靠耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.